AM 560, The Answer. From the local youth hockey rink to the ultimate stage of professional ice hockey arenas, you are on the air with In the Crease and your host, Kenny McCutton, professional ice hockey skating and skills coach, bringing you into the arena and into the world of ice hockey. Brought to you by Coco 5, hydration and performance powered by all-natural coconut water and Garden Fresh Market, the world's best produce delivered fresh to their stores 7 days a week. And now, In the Crease. With your host, Kenny McCutton.
You are on the air and in the crease with your host, Kenny McCutton, the skills and assistant coach for the Columbus Blue Jackets. This part of In the Crease is sponsored in part by Rosemont. It's all here. Tickets are on sale now for Marvel Universe, live September 18th through the 20th at the Allstate Arena. For more things to do, visit rosemont.com. Tonight's guest that is in the crease was the general manager of the Paralympic sled hockey team that captured the gold medal in Vancouver in 2010. I'd like to welcome J.J. O'Connor to our program. Hello, J.J., how are you?
Hey, Kenny, thanks for having me on. How are you?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you being on. I know you've got a busy schedule between guest speaking and doing all your work with USA Hockey. What have you been doing this summer?
Well, I try to enjoy my summers as much as possible. You know, it's a cold winter here in Chicago, so, and hockey's always busy, but I'm always involved with hockey. We had our player development camp, our sled select camp this past summer. We have it every year. It kind of coincides with the able-bodied player development camp.
And
always working towards next season, always planning, you know, getting ready. There's always new events to plan for, so. While I'm trying to enjoy my summer, there's always hockey to plan for and things to do.
No, that's awesome. JJ, I want to go back in time and educate our audience of what this show is about. You were only 16 years old when you were injured. A game in Skokie. It was the first shift of a game, and you were skating for a loose puck. You made contact with a player, tripped over him. You ended up going headfirst into the boards, and life and dreams changed in an instant. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I was playing on a midget team that I had played on in the past. It was at the time called the Chicago Patriots, and we were playing against the Skokie Flyers. And I had played with the Skokie Flyers a year prior, so I knew everybody on the team. I knew the coach, so I was pretty pumped for the first game of the season to be against a team that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And the puck was dumped in, and I was the first forward in. Had a full ice of speed, and the defenseman on the other team and I, as we both chased after the puck, just kind of tripped on each other. And we both fell into the boards, and I unfortunately fell in head first, and kind of like Superman. And he fell in feet first and broke my neck. So so I was a normal, everyday, able-bodied hockey player, and just in one brief moment, you know, became a quadriplegic.
Yeah, you ended up breaking your neck in three different places, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Awful news. I remember that when it happened, and we do hear about it here and there throughout our North American hockey. But I think we've done a terrific job of educating players on any kind of contact from behind. And I know yours was an accident, but I think USA Hockey and all governing bodies throughout even Canada are doing a terrific job with contact from behind. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. You know, there's definitely been advancements in safety protection and awareness of, you know, these types of injuries and that it can happen. And so, you know, they have all sorts of, they have the stop pads, they have, you know, just an unending amount of resources that that they supply players and coaches and parents to help to eliminate, you know, injuries such as mine. In my case, you know, it was just a freak accident. I was a good skater, and I just tripped and fell. And but I think, you know, from my perspective, a lot of times I say it was the best day of my life, because a lot of things that have become of who I am and what I've learned about myself and, you know, the hockey world and where I am today are because of that injury. And I wouldn't change anything for the world. So although it was an unfortunate incident, you know, and I suppose if you asked me if I could just get up and walk, I would say yes. There's been so many good things that have come from my injury that, you know, I wouldn't want to undo any of those. So it was a, you know, was a catastrophic injury, but I think it's turned into something hopefully positive for myself and other people around me.
Yeah, JJ, when I hear you speak, you're full of inspiration, and today you're a person that tries to give back as much as you can to the game of hockey. And as an outsider hearing you talk like that, saying, you know, it's changed your life, obviously, in many, many ways, but you almost say it with a smile on your face. And it's as an outsider, it's hard to comprehend that you take it as easy as you do.
You know, you're only dealt one life, and you got to make the best you can with what you got. So so that's what I try to do every day. And really, I don't have any reason not to smile. I mean, my life is fantastic, you know, in every way. And so every day that I wake up, I'm just appreciative to still be here and to enjoy, you know, each and every day, because you just never know when it's not going to be the same or when it's going to be your last. So you might as well smile and enjoy the ride, because this is the only one you get.
Yeah, so. I love a line that you have. You can make two choices, either feeling sorry for yourself or go out and conquer life with a smile. I mean, what a way of putting that.
And that's what I try to do every day. You have that choice each and every day and in each and every situation. And you can either go through life with, you know, that frown or having that that difficulty, or just try to overcome and make the best of it and smile along the way.
JJ,
I've noticed it's a whole lot easier to smile along the way. Matter of fact, just to mention to the viewers and listeners, my 20-year anniversary is coming up October 24th.
Hmm.
20 years to the day is a Saturday. And Seven Bridges Ice Arena, I'm having a pay it forward party to celebrate the 20 years of the hockey and the people that have been so supportive of me. And at the same time, I'm raising money for three charities that are close to my heart. So I want to give back to charities through hockey, because hockey has given so much to me. And October 24th from 7 to midnight at the Seven Bridges Ice Arena. Admission is free, and there'll be lots of raffle prizes and things to do in order to raise money for those three charities.
What are those charities, JJ?
The first one is just disabled hockey, which includes special hockey, sled hockey, and the local programs, in the Illinois area. The second one is our new Blackhawk Warrior team, which is a team that's made up of injured veterans that have come back from war and, you know, served our country and still want to play hockey but have different types of disabilities. And the third is for the power soccer team that I play for. It's for people in power wheelchairs that still play soccer on a basketball court. And we struggled just like any other team to fundraise. And so, those are three charities that I'm a part of that I have my hands on and are dear to my heart. So hopefully a 20-year anniversary of a catastrophic injury can pay it forward and help others in a similar situation as me.
I know you've had an awful lot about support through the years, but there's one person that comes to mind that I put you two together in every way, and that's Jim Smith, the new president of USA Hockey. Tell me what Jim has meant to you and your family and throughout your life.
Well, he's really difficult to describe in words as to what he's done for me and my family, and really for I don't know how many hockey players and others out there. I once read the philosophy that there's never truly an altruistic person, somebody that only gives to help others, that there always has to be some sort of personal gain, that it's impossible as a human being not to have some sort of personal gain in what you do. And I think that Jim Smith is the first person that I know of that debunks that myth, because he really does give of himself to others in every way, shape, and form. And he does it without wanting his name mentioned, without looking for any sort of recognition, without doing anything other than it's just the right thing to do for other people. He's really my guardian angel and probably the most important person that's been in my life in the last 20 years. And he gives of me every day in every way. And he helps me with a bath. He helps me to go places for going on hockey trips. He's my best friend and guardian angel. And not only is he that way with me, he's that way with lots of people. He got up in the morning today at 5 in the morning and went and skated with a couple high school kids and a couple sled players because they want to get better. And he's the president of USA Hockey. He still refs. He still coaches.
I know.
He still skates with high school kids at 6 o'clock in the morning before he goes to work. And he also helps a quadriplegic on a daily basis. He's the most magnificent person I've ever met. USA Hockey's real lucky to have somebody like him be their president. He's not somebody that's going to sit up on a perch and point fingers. He's in the trenches, and he gives more of anybody than I've ever met in my whole life.
Yeah, and I love the way you just kind of wrap him up. And I know he's got a private side and to him, which I really admire, too. And sometimes it's a little tough to get to know him at times, beyond your relationship. But what a way to wrap him up. My guest within the crease has been J.J. O'Connor. We will return after a word from our sponsors.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. Good news in the downtown area. They secured a level one hazmat situation at 9th and Michigan. There's a crash in Lake Bluff at Oak Ridge and Green Bay and an accident in Harvard at Galvin and Digging. On the south side, police activity at 13th and Racine. Good news on the inbound Kennedy. It's cleared up from Madison to the Circle, making it a 20-minute trip both directions between downtown and O'Hare. Kennedy Express Lane still flowing outbound. On the inbound Eisenhower time, from Racine to the Circle, it's 18 minutes into downtown from Mannheim. Southbound Lakeshore Drive heavy from 18th to the Stevenson exit ramp. On the inbound Dan Ryan, sluggish. Cermak up to the Circle, about 18 minutes up to downtown from 95th. Chicago weather currently 84 degrees with a few clouds. Overnight the low 75, tomorrow the high 87. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Sean Hannity thinks Hillary Clinton has more to worry about than her campaign.
If they find those lost 33,000 emails, the one she's deleted, you're going to not only find classified information, the whole Benghazi issue is going to be brought to an entire new level. And instead of worrying about being elected president, her biggest fear is going to be how much time she may have to spend in jail.
The Sean Hannity Show. Afternoons at 2, right before Joe Walsh at 5, on AM 560. The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit back, relax, and join me, Ken Severo, for some in-flight entertainment every Saturday evening at midnight on Fly By Night. You'll always be guaranteed first-class laughs and fun from my comedian friends, local personalities, and fascinating guests. And always remember, keep your seatbelts fastened, as laughter can cause turbulence.
Tune in to Fly By Night with Ken Severo every Saturday night at midnight here on AM 560, The Answer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. At deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
Hi, I'm Brendan Burchard. Some people call me the world's highest paid motivational trainer, and some people call me crazy because I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my 2015 New York Times bestseller, The Motivation Manifesto. That's right. In the next 24 hours, I want to give away as many free books as possible. To get your hardcover copy, call 1-800-605-9211. If you want to reach your true potential, personally, professionally, or financially, you need this book. You'll discover how to stop feeling tired and overwhelmed, identify the major enemies keeping you from living your dreams, and learn the secrets to defeating them. I'll teach you my proven strategies to start attaining the levels of drive and personal success you're craving, financial freedom, emotional freedom, time freedom. In the next 24 hours, I'm giving away as many free books as possible. Due to high demand, I can only offer one per household. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call now, 1-800-605-9211. 1-800-605-9211.
AM 560, The Answer.
We are back with your Sunday Night Hockey Radio Show called In the Crease. I'm your host, Kenny McCudden. This portion of our program is sponsored by a delicious tasting hydration drink called Coco 5. developed by a team of professional NHL sports medicine experts. Coco 5 is your healthy hydration drink alternative. Tonight's guest is J.J. O'Connor, a man that's really all about the red, white, and blue in USA Hockey. What is your role today, J.J., with USA Hockey?
I'm the chair of the disabled hockey section of USA Hockey.
Okay, and it's handling four different areas, isn't it?
We have four official disciplines, but we've added a fifth, and we're just waiting for a bylaw change, which is next year, to make it official. But there's four disciplines and unofficially five disciplines.
And what's the fifth going to be?
The fifth discipline is our warrior discipline, and that is for injured veterans. And primarily the disabilities that it caters are post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injury.
Hmm. And the other four are deaf hockey, sled hockey, special hockey, and is it amputee hockey?
Standing amputee hockey.
Yeah, yeah. And is this something that's brought up at the annual Congress every year to try to better it with resources and the whole bit?
Oh, absolutely. Over the years, we've become a prominent part of annual Congress and of USA Hockey. And matter of fact, we've received different awards from the U.S. Paralympics, from different organizations recognizing USA Hockey's work with disabled hockey. It's not often that the national governing body of a sport encompasses the disabled side within their organization. A lot of times, the disabled side is kind of left to fend for themselves and create their own organization. And USA Hockey embraces disabled hockey in all of its forms and have continued to do so more and more each and every year.
You volunteer, don't you, for all your roles with USA Hockey?
Yes, I do. I'm completely 100% a volunteer.
It's unbelievable, and you apply that with your guest speaking engagements, and you're a very, very busy man, so you're traveling an awful lot.
Yeah, I travel quite a bit. You know, I try to keep moving because moving targets harder to hit, so I have fun with hockey. Hockey's been so good to me and given me so much, and so, you know, this is my way of staying involved with the sport that I love and giving back.
Yeah, JJ, I know you've got a goal that's set to walk again, and you call it your Pike's Peak. How advanced has the rehab gotten for you where you definitely see light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, I haven't seen, you know, great advancements that are functional right now. There are a lot of kind of ideas out there. Certainly the stem cell is on the horizon, but over the course of the 20 years, you know, there hasn't been a great leap yet. I think it's there. I think we're at the doorstep of finding, you know, advancements to help me, you know, reach that goal. But there are, you know, some smaller things. There's different ways of therapy, and there's different ways of, you know, kind of working your body out as a quadriplegic that previously that they weren't available. So there are some advancements. I'll almost quote it kind of as being working out as a quadriplegic. So as it stands now, you know, that's what I do on a daily basis. I stand, I ride different bikes, I stretch, I try to keep my body in the best shape possible. Mm-hmm. So that when they do find that cure, I'm ready.
And you have to do that every day, don't you?
Just like anybody else would. Yes. You know, my body will break down, and sitting a lot in a wheelchair, you don't want to sit that much. And so I try to do everything I can to keep my limbs moving, to keep my body moving, to keep everything moving, just like any other person, any other able-bodied person, you know, should be doing exercising.
Sure. In 2010, you were the general manager of the U.S. Paralympic team in Vancouver. You won a gold medal. I'm sure that changed your life too.
Yeah, it was, you know, just a great ride that year. It was huge. I feel like we were a bit of an underdog going into the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't give up a goal in five games. So it's a record that can only be tied, can't ever be beaten. So it helps that we have the best goalie in the world. But the team played great, and, you know, it's just an incredible ride. And, you know, it's hard to put into words the feeling when you see your flag raised and the national anthem being sung and you had any bit a part of that team. It's just a you know, an incredibly empowering feeling. You have such pride in what you've accomplished and what those players accomplished.
Was Steve Cash your goaltender in 2010?
Yes, he was.
So here he's won back-to-back golds in Sochi and Vancouver, and quite an athlete. Talking about the 2014 team in Sochi, there was a new general manager, Dan Brennan. Were you part of the player selections for 2014's roster?
A little bit. You know, I kind of oversee the Sled Select camp, and I kind of oversee, you know, the national team program. At the end of the day, even in 2010, the head coach is really the one that makes the final decision on the players that are selected. I offer my opinion. I offer my insight into what I know and what I see. But the head coach is really the one that has the final decision. And it's his team to, and he has to craft it in his way. So Jeff Sauer was the head coach of 2014. So he had the final say on who made the team and who didn't.
Jeff Sauer, a well-respected man. I was going to bring him up. You took the words right from me. What a wonderful man, and I just love the longevity in the game for Jeff Sauer.
Yeah, he's been a great coach for the national sled team. The players love him. I definitely think that he's a player's coach. You know, he doesn't BS around. Players know what's expected of them, and they want to play for him. And he also has an incredible knowledge of the game that, you know, can't be matched. I mean, he's very, very intuitive as to what needs to happen on the ice and when it needs to happen. So he's been a great coach for the national sled team. And, you know, I'm certain that he had something to do with that 2014 gold medal because he was able to meld. It's not an easy coaching job.
No.
On that 2014 team, he had a 15-year-old and a 35-year-old. That presents, you know, quite a bit of extra challenges that you wouldn't normally have to overcome. You know, typically on a hockey team, you have maybe a whole group of 18 to 20-year-olds or, you know, 20 to 25-year-olds. 15 years old and 35 is a pretty big gap. And so for him to find a way to meld that together so that they could accomplish what they did is, it's a pretty good coaching feat.
Yeah, like you said, with the vets and the younger players, they all have a different story. So he's got to manage a lot. I mean, every coach has to manage personalities, but when you're talking 15 and 35, it's managing a little bit differently.
Absolutely.
And every one of these athletes, part of the Paralympic program, their story is it's not the best of stories, obviously, because that's the situation they ended up in. And those stories themselves are amazing stories.
They sure are. Each one of the players has a pretty remarkable story. I mean, some of them were born with a disability, you know, born that way, and others had some sort of injury that resulted in them being in the situation that they're in. But the common thread that they all have is incredible determination and incredible athleticism. And just as any other Olympic athlete would, those common values and characteristics that you would see in other athletes is what comes through when those players get on the ice and, you know, what they want to do. They just overcome, I think, extra adversity to get there. I love each and every one of the players because they all just did tremendous, and they continue to play tremendously. You know, they're fantastic athletes, and they're athletes first. And, you know, we focus on the disabilities somewhere way down the trough because it takes a lot of athleticism and skill to be able to play sled hockey at the level that they do.
For sure. And that line is a great, great line. I don't know who said it. It's about your ability and not your disability.
Absolutely. And everybody's like that. You know, you can always focus on the things that aren't right, the things that don't work 100%. And if you do, you're going to forget and, you know, not take advantage of all the things that do work right, all the abilities that you have. So for myself and for anybody, it's about focusing on your abilities and strengthening the things that you do right, not letting the things that don't get you down and stop you.
Well, I'm amazed, like you said, and that's what I want to come across on the radio today about what kind of athletes they are, and we'll come across that in the next segment. But fantastic athletes. You've been listening to In the Crease. We will be back with more from J.J. O'Connor after this short break.
Wednesday, September 16th, the Republican presidential candidates are heading to Hollywood for their second debate, and AM 560 is rolling out the red carpet. Join us for Big Issues on the Big Screen, a debate watch party at the Hollywood Palm Cinema in Naperville. Watch the debate on the big screen. The best way to get tickets? Buy a ticket to Freedom Summit Chicago 2015 and get a free ticket to Big Issues on the Big Screen. Go to freedomsummitchicago.com. Sponsored in part by Protect the Harvest, healthinsurancementors.com, and by
Fox News Radio. I'm Gary Baumgarten. In Germany, by the thousands, refugees from the Middle East are arriving. A system in place to help them get acclimated.
They get on one of these buses over here, and they are taken to a reception center where they spend a couple of weeks.
Sky News reporter Alex Rossi says that everyone is medically screened first. Ambulances taking those who need medical attention to hospitals. In Chicago, body parts of a child found in a park in a lagoon.
The child is likely between the ages of 2 and 4, old enough, they say, for family members to notice a child that is missing. Investigators haven't determined the child's identity or how the child died.
Fox News Radio's Lisa Lacera. Asian stocks mixed as traders show nervousness over why wide swings in China's equity markets and Friday's sell-off on Wall Street. U.S. markets closed Monday for the Labor Day holiday. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. In the Posen area, there's a crash at Sibley and Western, an earlier accident in Lake Bluff at Oak Ridge and Green Bay, and a crash in Harvard at Galvin and Digging. On the south side, police on scene at 13th and Racine. On the inbound Kennedy, traffic is cleared up from Madison to the Circle. It's now 20 minutes in either direction between downtown and O'Hare. Kennedy Express Lane still flowing outbound. On the inbound Eisenhower exit to southbound 25th Avenue, watch out for a stall in the lane. IDOT headed to the scene. Inbound Eisenhower still tight from Racine to the Circle. It's about 18 minutes to downtown from Mannheim. Southbound Lakeshore Drive heavy from 18th down to the Stevenson exit ramp. Chicago weather currently 84 degrees with a few clouds. Overnight the low 75. Tomorrow the high 87. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at gardenfreshmarket.com.
I was coming out of the hardware store when I saw him. An old man, late 70s, hunched over in the freezing rain, no hat on his head, limping across that slippery parking lot, and pushing a row of shopping carts toward the cart corral. It's heartbreaking. Millions of hardworking Americans simply don't have enough money to retire, so they just keep working and working and working until it's too late. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, president and CEO of Power Trader, and I believe that's just plain wrong. That's why I'm now distributing to the public absolutely free copies of Power Trader's game-changing book on how regular folks can make the money they need to retire fast. For your free copy, call 1-800-400-0360. Don't let the lack of money rob you of your retirement. Call now for details and get your free copy of this book before it's too late. 1-800-400-0360. But hurry while supplies last. 1-800-400-0360. 1-800-400-0360.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. A deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit gardenfreshmarket.com to find a location near you.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? Under $25 a month.
Call 1-800-979-3269 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-979-3269. 1-800-979-3269. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back to In the Crease here on AM 560, The Answer. I'm your host, Kenny McCudden. Tonight, we've been catching up with the career and life of J.J. O'Connor and his role in USA Hockey. J.J., in our last segment, you mentioned these athletes as great athletes. What I love about the sled hockey game right now, to me, when I've watched it, is their speed, the passing, the scoring, their shooting and passing from both sides. The contact is amazing. I mean, holy cow. From 2010 to 2014, how much has that game changed with the speed?
Oh, my gosh. It's getting so fast. From 2010 even to 2014, I think, you know, the speed has just picked up. And, you know, thankfully, I think the U.S., our program has done a great job, because we're a perfect example of that, you know, increase in speed. Our team is incredibly fast right now, and we're getting younger. You know, we had 15, 16-year-old in 2014, probably two of the best players on the team. And these guys are just working out every single day. You know, I think, you know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, it hadn't gotten to that point yet. You know, just based on pure talent, players could play at the Paralympic level. And now, if you're not working out, if you're not skating as much as possible and really training like an Olympic athlete, there is no way that you can make a team and compete. Because the sport is just too fast and there's too many good players out there.
And that's happening throughout the other countries too. Is that correct?
Yes, I think that we're a leader. Definitely. You know, we just had an undefeated season, mm-hmm. and now just won a gold medal in the World Championships this past season. So we've had a lot of success in the U.S. I think where we've succeeded, where other countries haven't kind of gotten there yet, is that we've understood and developed our youth players. And we've worked at the grassroots level, because if you work at grassroots level and you work at the youth level, eventually those players become adults and they become Olympians. Mm-hmm. And the more you have the grassroots, the more you have the youth level, in turn turns into, you know, more athletes available when you need Paralympians. So so I think the 15 and 16-year-old on 2014's team is a perfect example. They started when they were 7, 6, 7, 8 years old, and you know, by the time they were 15 and 16, they were the two best players, two of the best players in the world.
Yeah, I wish I had a chance, JJ, when I was in Sochi there. I wish I could have stayed a couple of weeks longer to be able to witness those games live. I watched them on television, and one game comes to mind right away, the game against Russia. I couldn't believe how chippy it was.
There's definitely physicality in sled hockey. I think that some people, you know, they get it mixed up. They think, oh, well, players with disabilities, you know, it's going to be, you know, a different kind of game or soft. And matter of fact, I think it's more physical than able-bodied hockey. People have to remember that in a sled, you're sitting, and you're sitting at the where the strength of the boards are. So all the structural support for those boards is right where these players' body, head, sled is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you accompany that with the fact that they have, you know, a metal frame around them, which adds weight, and metal doesn't really give that much. And so when they're throwing their body around, they're throwing all that weight along with the sled. And when they hit the boards, they're hitting it where it's the most solid. So, you know, the players are definitely physical, and it's no question a physical game. And you got to be able to take that in order to play it at the highest level.
Yeah, they're encapsulated in what they call a bucket. And that as far as the equipment that way, that must be changing, the custom work to the bucket itself. It's got to be changing to be lightweight, that type of thing. You know, as years go by, it's even going to get better.
Absolutely. Right now, I think the U.S. is a leader in that regard, too. Typically, if you make our national team, You'll come into Chicago and see David Rotter. He's a prosthetist for in the Chicagoland area for Sheck and Cyrus, and he custom makes all the buckets for the national team players. So he wraps them so that their body is exactly what the bucket is, and it's lightweight plastic material, and it fits them as snug as possible so that they become one with their bucket and their sled.
It's crazy. Do you ever see a sled being able to go backwards or the game changing a little bit where the defensive players will be going backwards? Do you ever see the game going that way?
I don't anticipate that, but I suppose anything's possible. You know, who knows? Somebody may come up with a design that would allow that to happen, but I don't personally see that happening.
Because in the game, there's so much angling. I mean, the angling's terrific to watch because it's always a chase down for the puck, and that part is what I like. I think it's exciting.
The defensive positioning is definitely different because you have to face your own goalie as the player is approaching you, and you have to be able to look over your shoulder, basically look behind you for the player, because if you're facing the oncoming offensive player, he's going to blow right by you. So it definitely is. That's one of the biggest differences in positioning is when you're playing defense and the angling is you have to face your own goalie to try and stop the offense from coming and look over your shoulder to do so. So, you know, if you tried to go backwards, it would just be it wouldn't go right. They would just have too much speed and go right around you.
Yeah, and like you said, the metal doesn't give, and the collisions along the boards are amazing. And we will be back with In the Crease right after this short break. We're talking with J.J. O'Connor. It's been a good show.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic on the CTA Blue Line. Forest Park-bound trains are standing at O'Hare due to an unauthorized person on the tracks. On the northwest side, there's police activity on Ainslie over the Kennedy. Not affecting the Kennedy itself as of yet, but IDOT crews are on the scene. And on the Kennedy, express lanes are now flowing inbound. On the inbound Eisenhower, there was a stall on the exit to southbound 25th Avenue. IDOT crews clearing that. And on the inbound Ike, a bit tight from Racine to the Circle, about 17 minutes to downtown from Mannheim. Southbound Lakeshore Drive, heavy from 18th to the Stevenson exit ramp. On the inbound Dan Ryan, those earlier delays have cleared from 18th up to the Circle. Chicago weather currently 84 degrees with a few clouds. Overnight, the low 75. Tomorrow, the high 87 with a chance of rain. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often, you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand-named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at GardenFreshMarket.com.
Tasty Catering is bringing outdoor happiness to you and your coworkers in a variety of forms this picnic season.
Down-home barbecue, street tacos, sausages and sandwiches, steaks, chops, fish, Greek feasts, pig roasts, the list goes on.
Tasty Catering picnic foods are getting more deliciously sophisticated than ever, too, which means you can meet everyone's needs with even more great picnic food options.
Organic, gluten-free, vegetarian, vegan and dairy-free options never tasted so picnicky.
Your picnic doesn't stop with amazing, freshly grilled food, entertainment, rental, decor, venue selection. Get everything you need with one single call to Tasty Catering.
Inflatables and crafts for the kids, games and athletics for the teenagers, beverage packages and entertainment options for the adults. There's so much to choose from.
The best company picnics start at TastyCatering.com. View picnic menus, entertainment options, picnic spots, and more when you visit TastyCatering.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. This month, our pollen defleur is on special. Key help if you're waking up at night to urinate. Natural support for the bladder, prostate, urinary, immune, and menopausal health. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447. That's 800-370-3447.
Listen to Dr. Marshall every Saturday morning at 10 on AM 560.
AM 560, The Answer.
We have returned to In the Crease. I'm your host, Kenny McCudden. This period of hockey is brought to you by the Moore family at Garden Fresh Market. Choose from thousands of items that include your favorite name brands and the freshest hand-picked produce. Visit your local Garden Fresh Market and find out why Fresh is their middle name. They've got stores in Buffalo Grove, Mundelein, Naperville, Northbrook, and around Lake Beach. My guest tonight is J.J. O'Connor. I believe a man that's making a difference with the game of sled hockey, not only from the Illinois standpoint and growing the game here, but throughout the U.S. with USA Hockey. I've got a question, J.J., about other countries. Are there any countries right now that are very close to representing a team in the next Paralympics?
You mean that currently aren't representing a team?
That's correct, yes.
Well, you know, there's a B pool and an A pool in sled hockey. And so some of those B teams might make a jump up. I mean, Sweden's been, up and down. Japan was in the A pool and, kind of dropped down to the B pool. So you never know with Japan. They may find themselves back in the A pool. There's different countries, you know, that are trying to get programs going. I think, Finland would be one that comes to mind. And, I know the international community, the IPC, the International Paralympic Committee is working on developing sport, throughout the world and finding different countries, you know, to make a mm-hmm. Paralympic team. So, there's lots of developing going on and the U.S. is, in favor of that because we want to, you know,
sure.
We want good Paralympic games. We want good competition. We want good opponents because, good games and good opponents make for lots of fans and people to enjoy the sport.
How does Canada hockey, how does USA hockey spread the awareness to these other countries?
Well, for instance, there's a youth camp that the IPC is going to be putting on in October and November, and it's for players that are 14 to 21. The U.S. will send a couple of our youth players, to that camp to participate in the kind of international growth and development of the sport. USA Hockey is constantly trying to promote the game through its own media sources, you know, online, through the website, through Facebook mm-hmm. and Twitter, and through the magazine and through the different USA Hockey avenues. And I know that, you know, as of recently, you know, since 2014's Paralympics, sled hockey has gotten a lot more recognition on just TV. NBC broadcast the gold medal game live.
That was great.
They broadcast the world championships this past year.
Mm-hmm.
And so NBC, just with any Paralympic games, they're showing more of it. And with more TV coverage, you know, more people are going to see it. It's going to help us spread the word. So.
No, that's great. How is the women's program, the U.S. women's sled hockey program, coming along?
It's coming along great. They just had their tryouts this past weekend. They had the most tryout attendees ever. Mm-hmm. They had in the 30s of you know, players trying out for the team. So so we're hoping that sport will continue to develop. Canada also has a women's sled team, and Europe is kind of coming along. And so we're hoping that the international scene on women's sled hockey will continue to develop so that we can have a women's sled hockey team in the Paralympics as well. So it takes some time to build those programs around the world. And, you know, I'm proud that the U.S. is one of the leaders
sure.
Once again in sled hockey and women's hockey so that those girls can go and play the Paralympics games.
I know the rules are a little bit different, obviously, with the game. And tell me about the disabled officiating program. How does a young referee or even a well-advanced referee that wants to do it, how do they get involved?
Usually if you go to your referee clinics, the different referee clinics each year,
mm-hmm.
You can always ask the teachers, the referees that are there to coach the referees because they are aware of the sled hockey programs in the area and how to get involved. We just released a any referee video specific to sled hockey, so that any referee that's currently just a regular hockey official can watch the video and kind of get 18 minutes of the ins and outs of sled hockey and be proficient at officiating sled hockey. And then as you progress, you know, there's different tournaments, and we have our NHL Sled Classic, which is one of our premier tournaments that we bring referees in. We have the Sled Select Camp in the summertime, where we typically bring in the best referees, and then our national championships. So there's lots of avenues to progress. And then, you know, if you keep progressing, then you can hopefully officiate at Paralympic Games. USA Hockey also just named Brad Raethlisberger from Wisconsin as the disabled referee in chief. He's on the referee section, and he's helping to develop the referee program for all of disabled hockey.
What I love about it, what I love about it, JJ, not to interrupt, is it's giving our younger referees another chance to be part of the game and stay with the game if they quit playing.
Absolutely, we are always looking for good referees to come and help out with the program and officiate games. I know locally we're always looking for referees to ref our Hornet games and help out. So
hopefully they're not being yelled at as much as like other hockey games, because I hate to see these 10 and 12 year old kids quit the game that are just starting with their officiating programs.
I would hope so too, but you never know. Even in sled hockey, the coaches get pretty agitated at sometimes. So, but I would say that it would, in my opinion, it's definitely less than what you would experience in a normal tense game.
No, that's terrific news in itself. I mean, it just seems like there's so much to work with, because we're looking at 5 to 7 years with sled hockey programs throughout North America, and I think it's just on the cutting edge. But you've been listening to In the Crease Hockey Radio. Do not leave the ice rink. We'll be right back.
Highland Park Ford Lincoln's in the house. Here's Alan Marty.
You know why we're the best dealers in town, Marty?
Your snazzy attire? My winning personality?
Well, yeah, those things for sure.
I knew it.
It's the deals.
Nobody beats Alan Marty.
That's right. If you don't agree that we have the best deals, Marty, what do you got on you?
I got this pen.
You can have Marty's pen.
But I like this pen.
Don't worry. We've got great deals.
Highland Park Ford Lincoln Superstore. Call 800-984-9000 or visit alanmarty.com.
This is Alan Marty. Deal with us.
Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Stock trading involves risk. Visit zacks.com/performance for more information.
Would you like your investments to make more than 20% a year? Well, since 1988, through good times and bad, our Zacks number one ranked strong buy stocks have generated an average annual return of 26% a year. That's nearly three times the S&P 500. And now, in our new book, we're revealing how we pick the stocks that consistently beat the market. And if you're one of the first 250 callers, we'll send you a copy of this book for free. Elite investors pay millions of dollars per year to access our stock picks. Our book will show you how we pick our stocks for free. Don't settle for average market returns when you can make Zacks returns. Call now for your free book and discover our proven way to consistently beat the market. Find out how to get your free book at 1-800-600-1932. That's 1-800-600-1932. 1-800-600-1932.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. A deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
AM 560, The Answer.
Thank you for staying up with us tonight within the crease. This final period is brought to you by Rosemont. It's all here. Tickets are on sale now for Marvel Universe, live September 18th through the 20th at the Allstate Arena. For more things to do, visit rosemont.com. I'm your host, Kenny McCudden, with my guest, J.J. O'Connor from USA Hockey. J.J., let's talk about the Hornet program here in Illinois. Tell me what's happening there. What's new?
Well, the Hornet program used to be just a youth program. But as of this year, we're going to be expanding it so that we have an adult team as well. So we will have both a youth and adult team here for the Hornets. And the Hornets aren't the only program. There's also the Glassa Falcons. They have a youth and an adult team. And they skate out of the Lake Bluff area. And then, of course, we have the RIC Blackhawks, which is an adult program. So if there's anybody that's listening and has somebody that has someone with a disability or friend, coworker that has somebody with a disability that they know, our goal is to make hockey available for everybody, no matter what your disability or whatever, whatever it is that's stopping you from thinking that you can play. We like to find a place for you to play. So I know sled hockey gets a lot of kind of discussion. It's a Paralympic sport, you know, but we have all different types of disabled hockey. We have special hockey, which is for players with primarily Down syndrome and autism, but lots of different types of kind of cognitive impairments. And then we also have standing amputee, which is for players that play upright but have some sort of amputation. Deaf hockey for players that have hearing impairments, 50% or more. And then we have our warrior hockey, which is for injured veterans. So if there's a veteran with a disability, and it doesn't even have to be a disability as a result of combat, you want to play hockey, we have a place for you to play as well. And these programs are all over the country. So it's not just Illinois. It's not just the Hornets. If you know or have somebody that you know that has a disability and they want to play hockey, we have a place for them.
Well, a few years back, I asked Jim Smith at Addison if I can get on the ice with the Hornet program, and I loved every minute of it. JJ, he threw me right into the fire. He says, "Coach, it's all yours." He corrected me on one thing when I stopped the players. I did not take a knee, and he taught me how to take a knee with all the players, and now I see where that's all about, getting lower to them. But I loved it. The thing I really enjoyed beyond teaching some skills was being a pusher, working with some players that are not able to keep up or they're brand new to the game.
Yeah, there's a place for everybody. So regardless of, you know, where you come from or what ailment you have, you know, we can find a way to make it work. That's our goal. That's what we do. Matter of fact, we're even on the in the development stages and working with a program called Courage USA to develop blind hockey. So if there's players that have sight impairments, there's blind hockey that's being developed. It's been in Canada and been developed a little bit further along in Canada, and our friends from the north are working with us to develop it down here in the U.S. And we had our first kind of exhibition game at our USA Hockey Disabled Festival last year, and there's even a game that's going to take place here in the Chicago, a clinic later on this year, I believe in November. And it'll be up on the AHI website, on the Illinois AHI website for information, and was in the newsletter. So if you have some sort of sight impairment, blind hockey's for you.
No, that's terrific. JJ, quickly, what is the Hornets website for anybody that maybe wants to get involved in coaching or bring their child to that program?
They go to hornetssledhockey.org, and you just look up JJ O'Connor. You can send me an email, and regardless of where you're coming from, whether you want to volunteer or play or know somebody that's going to play, I'll point you in the right direction.
JJ, I want to thank you so much for your work and your efforts throughout the country with our great game of hockey, and I thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me on, Kenny.
Yeah, thank you very much, JJ. My thanks, as always, goes out to my producer, Debbie Schreiner. Thank you for passing me that puck all night. I'm your host, Kenny McCudden. Archive shows can be seen at icecompanyhockey.net, In the Crease Hockey Radio. We'll be back next Sunday night at 11 p.m. Keep your head up, and good night.
Most grocery stores lack that